and Michelle. And I will just tell you, at 7:30 we have the mini set. Each week we have a performer or a group come up and do three songs or spoken word pieces and give them a little bit of extra time. And tonight we have Ken Seltzer coming up in that role. So right now I'd like to welcome a wonderful writer, a very lively performer, and she's going to be featuring here, I'm guessing, February 2nd, right? Something like that. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Hi. Thanks, Ellen. This is nice. Thanksgiving's over. Now all we have to think about is Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, I had a visit with my little granddaughter the other day. And I went into Tejesty's, and George works there, and I was telling him about it. And he looked at me, and he pointed his finger, and he said, "There's your poem." And it was just a line. And so I went home and spent 3 hours, and here it is. It's very new, but it's called "The Photograph as a Camera Clicks." Extremophile is from the Latin meaning extreme and the Greek philia meaning love. And that extremophile was a word I knew, but I didn't know where it came from, and it was quite interesting that it was from the Latin meaning extreme and the Greek meaning love. And so this is "The Photograph as a Camera Clicks." On the ultrasound, she's tucked away inside my daughter's belly, some kind of microbial life budding in a radical universe. Like an extremophile inside a rock, a spark of moving time. Months melt into 8808, and the earth trembles at the headwaters as she slides into our world. Her eyes like windows that cannot see into my heart. But my eyes, ears, and hands welcome her. Then, no longer than the instant between a tick and talk, I lean down to pick her up, to hold her in my arms, and her windows open with insight beyond our knowing. While my body weight bends, rushing by. One day, when I see her legs, their first kick against the air, and I place her tiny feet down on the floor, in the moment it takes an idea to strike, she toddles away. We never know at night what will happen in the morning. Life can turn around as you breathe out. Is some aspect of me In some aspect of me, does an infantile denial exist? Did I think she'd remain a baby forever? Forever doesn't last for long. 125 billion galaxies exist in our universe, and yet everything fits together in a cup. Today, with shock, I saw the Christmas photo of baby Chloe. She looked different, in a tam, red plaid shirt, but the same face, inquiring blue eyes, ginger hair. But no, this was not a picture of a baby. As quickly as a camera clicks, she has gone. And I see the image of a little girl.
Again, February 2nd, Suzanne will be featuring here. One more big hand for Suzanne Owens.